This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Dr. Evelyn Johnson Taylor cares for her husband, Pastor Scott Taylor. In 2009, he received a stem cell transplant at Moffitt Cancer Center to treat his Hodgkin's lymphoma. However, he's also still recovering from damage left over from his first bout with the disease 30 years ago.
He has some scar tissue of his spinal cord, which was due to some radiation treatment that he received, and he's unable to walk. He's in physical therapy 24 hours a day. He's in pain.
As a result, Taylor has several regular therapy appointments at Moffitt.
I feel like we live here sometimes because we're here so much. But we saw his hematologist yesterday who said he didn't need to see him again for 6 months, so that was good.
Johnson Taylor worked at a number of ministries with her husband before he became sick, forcing her to quit to care for him and their two daughters. While she credits her faith with helping her manage, she admits there were some tough times.
You are pulled away from your support system because you have to focus so much on the person that you're taking care of. So it's very important that you do have that time where you have to yourself, and it's important that you have people around you who can support you.
For Moffitt, offering caregivers like Evelyn support is as important as treating and researching cancer. Dr. Brian Bogner is chairman of Moffitt's Department of Internal Medicine.
I think that we are increasingly aware that these caregivers are essentially an informal extension of the healthcare system into the home. We need to be increasingly aware that they really are someone that we should be concerned with as well.
Moffitt, an underwriter for University Beat, will hold a Caring for the Caregiver conference on Saturday, April 28th.
We'll have a number of breakout groups. We'll have relaxation, we'll have such things as pastoral care and others, each person perhaps needing something or benefiting from something slightly different.
Bogner says that attending this seminar fits perfectly into a caregiver's job of taking care of not only the patient, but also themselves.
Caregivers need to take a little bit of time to stop and reflect and take care of their own needs so that they'll be able to continue to take care of those patients that they love so much.
The free seminar will take place at Moffitt's DeBeal Research Building on April 28th. Reservations need to be made by April 23rd. You can find more information on the University Beat webpage at WUSF.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.